We never give it a thought, but most of us perform our jobs with our feet on the ground. Even if you fly airplanes, your feet are still on the floor of the airplane. But now imagine a career in which your feet are almost always dangling in midair, and your strength to hold on will determine your success or failure. That job is next on The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Perhaps you've heard of something called American Ninja Warrior, but if not...
Picture like a chandelier, but you have to climb that and then swing to another chandelier. It's this aerial obstacle course series. It's on NBC. It's in its 13th season. It's become a global phenomenon. It's bananas in the best way possible. You create these obstacles that nobody knows until you get there. They're always different, and they're hanging two stories in the air.
Alex Weber was a host of the show. And then the show asked him to actually compete.
And what was so cool about that is it reintroduced athletics into my life. And granted, for the first season, my job was to fail on them. And second season, though, they said, you know, what if you became good at this?
Today, Alex is constantly training for the sport. He says there's a good place to begin.
First off, you can do it. You can do it if you're willing to, as I call it, go through this period of failing. You can do it. Start hanging. Just start hanging. Everything I'd ever done in my life was feet on the ground, so you got to just get comfortable with what it feels like to not be on the ground.
If you've seen the show, you know the courses are physically demanding. Alex says rock climbers and gymnasts have a good background for the sport, but he constantly tells people that anyone can do this. Some of the best competitors are in their 60s, and he likes to tell people that even if you think you can't, you may just be surprised by what you can do.
You know, if this hits home for anyone, you can still have that voice and that doubt and struggle with negativity and still do those things that are in your heart that you want to do.
Alex says he still has doubts at times, but the sport has helped him become a better version of himself, and he loves sharing the American Ninja Warrior story with others. Traveling the Countryside in Bismarck, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.